What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, Calvin the Disciplined Trader, checking in for another Grand Slam episode. Listen, I pray that everything is going in your direction, even if it looks like it's not. I'm praying and believing that everything is working toward your purpose and where you want to go in life. I just believe God loves you so much, and the things that you think are against you, he's using in order to push you forward to your dreams and to your goals. All right, listen, today on today's episode, man, I just want to share with you how amazing God is, right? If you heard the last episode, you heard me just tired, a little frustrated, because the process has been beating your boy up. You know what I mean? And a lot of times when you're really putting yourself out there in real time, like, please understand that I'm doing this podcast as I'm growing, right? I'm doing this podcast as I'm on the journey to reaching my goals. And it's not me arriving to my destination and then talking about the journey looking back. I'm giving you this in real time so that if you decide to pursue this journey, you know what battles may or may not come, or maybe you learn from my mistakes and you avoid a lot of the battles that I have had to face, but you're still going to have your own battles on this journey. It is tough, but it's worth it, man. It's worth it. And so I just want to share with you, man, just how refreshed I feel today, all right, and how refreshed I feel yesterday. I want to talk to you about just the difference between where I was in the beginning of the week and where I am now, because if you just go through, push through those frustrating moments, and that's why having community is so important. What if I didn't have this podcast? What if I didn't have Calvin's Forex Growth Group? These are outlets, community outlets, for me to put my journey out there, to get my frustrations off my back, to be able to share what I'm going through with others so that I can release that energy and then keep pushing. All right. That's why it's so important to be in community. And if you're not in community, check out Calvin's Forex Growth Group. Link in the description, www.calvinthenewtrader.com. That's a shameless plug right there. But listen, we're going to jump into today's podcast. Let's first thank our sponsors, and we're going to jump right into it. All right, let's go. What's going on, traders? It's your boy, Calvin, the New Trader here. Listen, before we continue today's podcast episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Blue Guardian. Blue Guardian is our recommended prop firm on the Forex Being a Podcast only because of this main one reason, is because Blue Guardian has a tool called the Guardian Protector that is helping traders actually have a fair shot at passing their challenge and also making it to funded status. Now, a lot of prop firms, they offer these discounts. They offer all these incentives. If you get funded, we'll give you back 200% of your refund, all of that stuff. But guess what? Traders are not getting funded. And why aren't traders getting funded? Traders aren't getting funded because we traders, we new beginner and developing traders, we violate our daily drawdown, we over leverage, and we risk, and sometimes we over trade. Even when we use the right lot sizes, we're over trading, and it causes us to push our accounts so far in the negative that we can't bring them back. But what if I told you that Blue Guardian had a solution to this problem that could potentially help you get over the hump and pass your next prop firm challenge? Well, that tool is called the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector, which Blue Guardian offers, allows you, once you get your challenge account, it allows you to go in the back office and you can set limits in the market. All right. You can set percentage limits or dollar amount limits so that once you hit those areas, Blue Guardian will automatically take you out of the trade, and you have the option to select to disable your trading account for the day once you hit that daily drawdown limit. Now, this is to protect you from overtrading and violating your challenge account. This is a tool, if used correctly, can literally change the game and help you stay disciplined, stay on track, and pass your challenge. All you need is a profitable strategy. So if you have a profitable strategy, you've tested it out, I'm telling you, Blue Guardian is the prop firm that we recommend, because they are helping provide tools to help traders level up and have a fair shot at getting funded. Not just selling a dream, but actually providing tools to help traders actually reach and achieve their dreams as being a funded trader. So if you're ready to get your prop firm journey started with Blue Guardian, not only do they have the Guardian Protector, but you can hold trades over the weekend. You can hold trades during the news. You can take trades during the news if that's what you do. All right, be careful. But if that's what you do, you can do that with Blue Guardian. And we're going to give you 15% off on your next challenge using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one, on at checkout. Again, 15% off your next challenge at any time, whenever you're ready. There's no pressure to start now. Use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get 15% off your next challenge. And without further delay, let's jump back into today's podcast episode. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin the New Trader shares his journey with you.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the New Trader, checking in. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily motivation, inspiration, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently and profitable Forex trader, or whatever type of trader you want to be. All right, listen. Today is a beautiful day. Hope everybody's doing well. So let's jump into it. Let's talk about it. So as you guys know, Monday, Tuesday, I didn't release an episode because just simply I was just beat up, man. The market beat me up. I was frustrated. Just like, man, what's going on? What am I not getting? Like, what in the world? And I really didn't want to do an episode. I just wanted to focus and study. That's it. You know, like, I just wanted to try to fix the problem, right? And I locked in to the charts, and I just, like, didn't want no distractions. Like, I didn't even work on my business. I didn't do nothing. I was just in the charts. I did do some chores around the house, but while I was doing chores, I was listening to, like, audios on mindset, trading, and stuff like that. And so, where am I today? 3 days later, I am totally ignited and rejuvenated. And I'm gonna tell you why. So, it's not because I won trades, which I did win trades, and I got one of my accounts back into profit, but that's not why I'm excited. I'm excited because the other day, actually the day I released an episode and told you guys why I didn't release episodes on Monday and Tuesday. So on Wednesday, when I released the episode on Wednesday, just telling you guys what's going on and how we got to continue to push, I had a couch had gotten delivered, right? A small couch that I'm putting inside of my home office, and I had to put it together. So it came in pieces, and I had to put the pieces together for the couch. And I was reading the instructions, and everything was going great. And then suddenly I get to the last part, and I'm like, wait, this doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, how am I supposed to, you know, screw these parts together when it doesn't fit? All right. And so I'm puzzled. I was doing great, but all of a sudden I get toward like the last couple of steps, and it's like, yo, this is confusing. It doesn't fit. Like, what they're telling me to do, it doesn't fit. It doesn't make sense. And so I sat there literally for like 30 minutes trying to figure it out. And I'm like, what is going on here? And I started to get upset. I really started to get upset. And I caught myself because I started to blame the manufacturers. Like, your instructions are wrong, because what your instructions are telling me, obviously I followed all the steps correctly, but what I'm seeing and what your instructions are saying is two different things. What in the world is going on here? And so I had to put it down because I had to go run an errand. And when I got back home, I said to myself, Calvin, you have a problem when things don't make sense to you right away. You get frustrated, you start blaming, and sometimes you quit. And I looked at that moment and I said to myself, wow. So I came back into my office once I got back from running my errand, came back into my office. I literally sat down, looked at the instructions, and there it was, plain and simple. The instructions was telling me that once I got to this step, that the brackets that I needed to put the backboard of the couch on, the instructions said that it was going to be a little off. And so I would need to adjust the brackets in order to put the base or the backboard on the couch. All right. The back part that you lay your back on. And I missed that. And so once I saw it, I said, oh, I got to adjust the bracket. I can't just put it on the way it is. I have to loosen the screw and adjust the bracket to fit the back part to slide it in. I was able to see it. And that moment right there showed me that, Calvin, that's what's going on in your trading journey, bro. you're at a point where you just don't understand what's going on, but it doesn't mean that God isn't working it for your better. Just because you don't understand what's in front of you, it doesn't mean that you give up. It doesn't mean that you get frustrated. You got to keep looking at the data, keep looking at quote unquote the instructions until you figure it out. Because all the pieces was sent with the couch for me to put the couch together. And it's the same thing with Forex. If you believe that God sent you to the skill set, everything you need, he is making available to you. But are you using the resources made available to you to better yourself? Are you taking a look at it from different angle points? Sometimes you got to take a break like I did. Go away and then come back with a fresh perspective. Are you doing everything you can do and then some until you figure it out? And that's really what you got to do. You got to outlast the market. I've talked about this before, but it's like it's resonating with me more and more now. Like, we literally have to keep going until we figure it out. We're going to hit that aha moment. We're going to be like, oh, it's clicking, but we got to keep running after it. We got to keep looking at the instructions, quote unquote, and figuring it out, trying to, you know, figure it out different ways. That's what we got to do. And so literally, once I had that epiphany moment, I kid you not, I literally got into the market and started looking at some trade setups, and I immediately took a loss on a trade. But after that, I saw something in that loss. I said, oh my goodness, how could I miss that? And so I started marking up my charts the same way I do. And I noticed, like, oh my God, the whole time it was in my face. It was in my face the whole time. This is what I'm doing wrong. I'm not waiting. I'm not being patient. I'm not paying attention to what the market's showing me. You know, I'm rushing trades. I'm, you know, like my mind is made up on a certain direction. And so I just jump in. But I'm not waiting for the market to settle and show me which way it wants to push after it settles. And so all of these things that are true to me that I have experienced in, it started to make sense because I used the example from building that couch. I used that example and applied it to where I'm at in trading. And literally, I just got to keep looking at it until I figure it out. And let me tell you, I got in the market yesterday, which was Thursday, and I saw my setup. And I was looking at it from the right perspective, and I was patient, and I waited until the market showed me that it wanted to go my way. Not what I think. I let the market show me, and I seen this big old candle print, and I let it close. And once it closed nice and strong. It had a lot of body and little to no wick. And I got into that trade, and that trade went boom right to my TP within an hour. It went right to my TP. And later on, I checked my account, and my account went from negative like 5%. You know, this is a prop firm account. It went from negative 5% literally to in profit about 0.5%. So that's crazy, man. Crazy. But it just shows, man, that we just got to outlast. And we got to keep going, and we can't give up, and we just got to keep trying to figure it out. And I still got some more things I got to do, but I'm on the right path. And I also, you know, as we get into more episodes, there's more things I want to share with you also that is changing for me. You know, a lot of other things around trading is changing for me. Daily habits and journaling and all of that stuff. We're going to start getting into that stuff as well because I'm changing, man. Like, I'm like... I really don't want to get into all of it right now, but my mindset has really gotten to the point where I want to be a professional with this. I really do. You know, I've said that in past episodes, but now I feel it. Like, there is a conviction inside of me that I want to be a professional trader. Like, I don't just want to come here talking about money. Like, I just don't want to come here, you know, yeah, man, I'm trying to make $50,000 a month. I'm trying to make $100,000 a month. No. I'm trying to get away with it. I want to be a professional. And by being a professional trader, I can make $1 million a month. You know what I mean? I just need to focus on being a professional. Simple as that. Nothing more, nothing less. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lock in. And man, I just wanted to share that with y'all. If you're in a place right now where you feel frustrated, if you're in a place right now where you just feel like, man, like what's going on? Just keep going. Take a break, come back, and just keep looking at it. Keep looking at it. Keep praying. It's going to make sense eventually. I can't tell you when. But it's going to make sense. And listen, this won't be the last time I have a frustrating moment. All right. This won't be the last time. But now I have evidence that if I keep pushing, I can get myself over the hump. All right, because there's learning curves on this journey. Markets change from time to time. There's a learning curve. It's not going to be the same always. So you're always learning. You're always developing with this skill set. But that's what's exciting about it. That's what's exciting about this skill set. Like, you get the opportunity to get better and better and better. All right. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Calvin, the new trader. God bless you. I appreciate you for rocking with me today. Listen, I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to the bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying we all are going to be successful. Listen, take care. Believe in yourself. And we got this. I'm on a journey just like you, and we're going to get to where we want to get to together. All right. Listen, again, if you're interested in joining a group of people that are locked into this skill set, that are really believing together, holding each other accountable, sharing information that is helping and changing our trading careers. Listen, this is not a course. Even though we have course-like material that show you different strategies that I've used and other traders have used, we're not centered around being a course. We are a group of individuals that are building character, building professionalism in this skill set together. That's the core piece. That's the most important piece. Yeah, we share the information. Yeah, we have over 100 videos of all of that stuff, but we're here to support. So if that's helping you out, if you're a beginner, if you're looking to figure out what's the best prop firm, people can give you their real-time experience. If you're just getting started and you're learning the basics, people in the group, including myself, can give you that real-time experience. We host calls together. We record those calls. We uplift each other. We give each other game. You know, if I had experience with something, hey, I can give you the game on that so that you can avoid mistakes and have a leg up once you go into that process, right? Whatever that process may be, swing trading, a prop firm, a broker, whatever the case may be, we are a group built on accountability and growth, all right? And so if you need that, if you're interested in that, lock in with us. Link in the description, www.calvinandnewtrader.com. It's a one-time fee, access for a lifetime. We are not doing monthly subscriptions. On this journey, you're going to need to invest in other things. So we are not asking for monthly subscriptions. It's a one-time fee. You're in for a lifetime because we don't want to tie you down. You're going to need to invest in other things. You're going to buy mentorships or courses or whatever the case may be. You got to pay for your TradingView subscription. We don't want to be a burden. We want to be a resource on your journey that you can fall back on whenever you need us. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, new trader. God bless you. Holla at you later. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.